That turkey you're going to have for Christmas. A frozen one won't do. You got to get a live one and feed it brandy. I did not think that up. A world-famous gastronome said it. And he'll go into the matter in more detail in a few minutes. In the meantime, ponder this rather heady matter. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Gregory Thomas is a man for all seasons. He's a food and wine expert, a true epicure, a world traveler, and a person of sophisticated and imaginative taste. He's been our monitor guest during the Christmas season for several years, offering his advice on how to make the holidays more festive, how to dine well, how to choose appropriate gifts. He spoke this week with NBC News correspondent Edwin Newman.
Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome you back to Monitor, Mr. Thomas, and perhaps I should tell the listeners first that you are, in addition to being president of Chanel Incorporated, a world-renowned connoisseur of fine foods and wines, an authority on good living in general, and an authority on international affairs. In fact, you might be described as very well-rounded.
Yeah, I feel kind of well-rounded, particularly before this Christmas.
Well, about Christmas, about holiday food.
And I think there's good food and there's bad food.
And there's good food
attractively prepared, attractively presented, particularly for the holiday times. There's good cooking. And there are dishes from all over the world, many of which deserve to be explored. I think one must be a little adventurous in cooking, but it's not necessary to be adventurous. There's nothing finer, for instance, for Christmas, this holiday season, than a good rib roast of beef. There's nothing you can ruin a rib roast of beef, either by overcooking it or making some gummy gravy with it. But if we could get to turkey, which is so traditional for Christmas...
Is there any particular way you would deal with a turkey, Mr. Thomas?
Well, I like the Portuguese way of preparing a turkey better than any other, which, of course, is first buy your turkey live. Now, everyone doesn't have a backyard where they can keep a live turkey, and maybe they get fond of it and don't like to hear it gobbling, but... One of the things is to feed it brandy with an eyedropper or light brandy water soaked in bread for several days, till the turkey gets so drunk it can't stand up, and then dispatch it quickly so that it leaves this mortal coil with a deal of happiness and contentment, thereby contributing not only to the joy of the family, but also the joy of the turkey. When you get your turkey and you stuff it with, generally with breadcrumbs and chestnuts and a few truffles, and sew it up well, and then be sure to baste it very well and to keep turning it in the oven. Don't let any one side of it get overcooked. It should be cooked in a medium oven. Rather a long time, but turkeys always seem to get dry. So before the end, we in America have now discovered something called aluminum foil, which prevents that by covering the breast and letting that brown at the end.
Well, if a lot of people in the United States take to keeping live turkeys in their apartments, I think perhaps Monitor should disclaim responsibility.
Yes, I don't think you can blame Monitor for that too much. I think it's nice, though, in the backyard, the sounds of approaching Christmas, the sleigh bells and the turkey together.
What about gifts, Mr. Thomas?
Well, of course, I have a personal interest in seeing everyone give people certain perfumes that we believe that every woman alive likes. But I think that there are many things other than perfume that can be given, things which require a little individual thinking. Now, I don't mean you have to go out and give somebody a box of gold pits to put back into seeded olives to be used in martinis, or that it's necessary to go out and buy a 5-carat diamond to put in a rosebud. But there are a certain number of delightful things that can be given simply, which are very attractive. Ed, a rather big guy. I'm 6'8", and I have extremely long sleeves, long arms. I don't exactly look like a baboon, but I do have very long arms. And
great advantage at the table.
Yes, it's a great advantage. Also in a crowd, and it's horrible when you travel and have to sleep in a short bed. But it seems to me that somebody goes to trouble to get me a sweater with sleeves or a shirt with sleeves which are long enough for me is giving a little extra thought. So if you do have somebody that has some peculiarity of stature or some peculiarity of taste, obviously those are very nice things.
Well, I think I will conclude by wishing you a Merry Christmas and sweaters with sleeves long enough to satisfy even somebody who's 6'8".
Well, I feel I'd better not say ho, 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 because there's always that giant fella, but I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, too. It's been a joy to be here with you.
Thank you very much. That was H. Gregory Thomas, the president of Chanel. This is Edwin Newman, NBC News.
If anybody is, knitting me a sweater, my arms are not too long, sort of medium, about 11 inches. Oh, and by the way, instead of feeding that brandy to the turkey so that he'll die happy, feed it to me, and please don't use an eyedropper. This singer is called Sagittarius.
Another time has come.
exact time, or almost, for all practical purposes, 18 minutes past the hour. And you're on the Merry Monitor Beacon. It's Hanukkah time, a time to celebrate the rebirth of freedom, a time to remember the miracle of a light that burned for 8 days, a time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the independence of the State of Israel at this year's Hanukkah Festival for Israel at Madison Square Garden, 50th Street and 8th Avenue, December 18th and January 1st. It's time for you to call OR7-9344. That's OR7-9344 for ticket information.
I laugh.
Oh, I thought it was Mark.
What happened to
you? I'm going to see it again.
They're all talking about Harold Pinter's new hit play, The Birthday Party. It's at the Booth Theater.
Where will the killer strike next? See 80,000 Suspects on the Sunday Film Festival tonight at 11:30.
Claire Bloom and Richard Johnson star in the gripping story of suspense and conflicting emotions in the world of medicine tonight at 11:30 on Channel 4. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Monitor and Morgan. I have my own ranch, you know. It's called the Bar Humbug. Yesterday, I was out bar humbugging about the hordes of people out shopping and kicking me. And something caught my eye, and it sort of cheered me. Down in the Rockefeller Center skating rink, a little girl was ice skating with Santa Claus. And as they glided along, she'd slip, and Santa would sort of reach out and catch her arm and support her. It's a nice image. I think I'll hold that in mind until I get back to the old ranch. And it'll all come over me again. It will.
God bless you, gentlemen. God bless you. Christmas is a-coming and the geese are getting fat. Please to put a penny in a poor man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, then a halfpenny'll do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a halfpenny, may God bless you. How about a turkey leg for poor me? If you haven't got a turkey leg, a turkey wing. If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you. Christmas is a-coming and the let me sit around your old log. If you'd rather I didn't sit around, to stand around, if you'd rather I didn't stand around, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you. If you haven't got a thing for me, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you.
That one by the Brothers Four. Remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Monitor's other expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp.
What this country needs is a committee with guts enough to protect the civil liberties of the Civil Liberties Committee. Last week at the Civil Liberties Committee's annual dinner in New York, Ralph Hendricks, a young man from Harlem, who the Civil Liberties Committee is now involved in protecting from the unreasonable and possibly un-American demands of the Harlem Draft Board, strode up to the podium and, ignoring the objections of the chairman, Carlos Lamont, the grand old man of civil liberties, Hendricks launched on an unscheduled, unwelcome, and fairly unhousebroken tirade, denouncing the audience for being both white and liberal. Professor David Haber of Rutgers, who the New York Times unsmilingly described as a civil liberties expert, demanded that young Hendricks respect the civil liberties of the Civil Liberties Committee and shut up. Young Hendricks replied, "I'll say what I please and you'll listen." The audience of nearly 1,000 then yelled for Hendricks to shut up and let them conduct their own meeting in their own way. Hendricks said that unless he got his way, he and his friends would walk out. Now, you'd think that a group that collects money from the public to defend the civil liberties of all groups to peacefully assemble and speak as they please would have been delighted that young Hendricks was granting them the liberty to peacefully assemble and speak as they please and let them go and good riddance. Instead, they pleaded with young Hendricks to come back. When he finally consented, they gave him the microphone. He denounced them roundly and then demanded contributions. According to the New York Times, the members of the Civil Liberties Committee here in New York at their annual meeting then contributed over $150 to the bunch which had denied them their civil liberties. And that's why when I get a letter asking me to contribute to the Civil Liberties Committee, I toss it into the wastebasket with everything else I consider junk mail. And this is Al Tapp speaking to you on Monitor.
However, do not confuse that group with the American Civil Liberties Union. Different organization. But that's our Al boy. Always has an uncivil tongue in his head. Mr. Kapp is Monitor's other expert on nothing with opinions on everything. And here's Dino, out in a winter wonderland in search of a St. Bernard.
Stay by the rain, hugging this in the lane, snow is glistening. The beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, yet I stay in the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Snowman, and pretend that he is passing brown. Then he'll say, I'm a married, and we'll say, no, man. Oh, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire to dream by the fire. Toothpaste unafraid, the plans that you made, walking in the
Indigestion bothers me when I eat too well.
Haven't you heard about Digel?
Digel? You see, when you get indigestion, you may have double trouble. Excess acid and heartburn. Now, plain ad acids neutralize excess acid, but they have no direct effect on heartburn. Gas. Digel relieves both.
Well, what's in Digel?
Well, first, Digel contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps relieve heartburn. Gas. That too-full feeling. Second, Digel's modern antacids neutralize excess acid easily, so you feel better fast. To get double-action relief of indigestion's double trouble, get Digel. Works as no plain antacid can.
Now's the time to get your new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. It's your druggist's free gift for you, and it's ready now. The new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Free at your druggist's.
Andre Kostolomitz. Last week it snowed in San Diego, California, on a day that it was 58 degrees in New York. Just wanted to tell you about the weather. There'll be more Monitor coming up on NBC stations coast to coast, one of which is WAPI, Birmingham, Alabama.
Light of winter brings ice and snow.
Monitor warms your heart, makes you glow. You won't be freezing if you spend the season with NBC.
Sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad. Sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so.
Can become a favorite yourself. Merely remember that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Well, this must be the weekend you're getting your Christmas tree and checking over last year's lights and ornaments,
half of which are sometimes, it seems, busted.
Think you'll find this report from Peter Hackus, NBC News, most helpful.
Here in Washington, the Christmas season began officially, I suppose, on Friday with the lighting of the national tree behind the White House. And we've asked the man who designed the installation of those 12,000 lights to give us some tips on our own trees. Mr. Hart, first of all, could you give us some pointers to our Monitor listeners on how it should be done?
Well, I think one of the first things that people ask is, how many light bulbs should I use? There's a real easy formula for this. You multiply the height of the tree times the width at the base. And if you want a real full tree effect with lights, you multiply by 3.
Well, let's take an example of that.
A 10-foot high tree that's 6 foot wide at the base. 10 times 6 is 60, times 3 is 180 light bulbs to do the job. Now, you can cut this back to about half and still retain the form of the tree if you're going to lose a lot of other ornamentation on it. But for nighttime viewing, this is the kind of numbers that you need to make it work.
I always find myself running out on Christmas Eve at a very late hour because, for some reason or other, the lights don't stretch all the way down.
You always want to do just a little bit more than you did last year.
But you do start at the top.
Yes, sir. Otherwise, it gets a little bit difficult with the wires crossing each other.
Are there any particular do's or don'ts aside from the ones you just mentioned?
One of the things that that bothers me, now, color is a matter of personal taste, obviously. But when you mix a lot of colors, red, orange, yellow, white, green, and blue, on one tree, for example, it all turns off as a sort of a muddy white when seen from a distance.
You're talking about the outside trees.
The outside trees now, when you see them from a distance. On an inside tree, you can see the individual lamps, more or less. But outside, you're concerned with the total effect. So, and this applies to streamers on the house, outlines and things of that nature, too. So our general approach is to use either all cool colors, blues, greens, or all warm colors, and then put accents on. And with the blue and green tree, for example, this year I'm using the white rope accent. On the yellow, the smaller trees are gold and red to set off the main tree, and they're standard Christmas lamps, and they are not. There's no accent on those at all. When you go to an accent of warm color, then you have to go to a much higher wattage lamp and make it work, because the blues just won't come through.
How can you check a string of lights, either for indoors or outdoors?
Just pick it up and slide your fingers along essentially every inch of the wire and find out if it's still very pliable and there are no cracks in it.
And if it's a little frayed or cracked?
If it starts to crack on you, get rid of the string. Get a new one. There's no sense horsing with that. If it's just frayed where it's been caught or something, a good electrician's tape will fix that up.
And I suppose when you throw it out, the only thing you should save is the bulbs, if they're any good.
As a matter of fact, if you've had the bulbs and those strings for that long of time and they've come and gone, it may be better to go out and buy a brand new set. There are some beautiful lamps on the market today.
You have a home in Cleveland, Mr. Hart. One final question. Who sets up the tree lights in your house?
The lighting I do, the ornamentation is by family. This gets to be a completely family project. It's a traditional thing, and I let the outdoor rules, go by the books and put multicolored lamps and various traditional ornaments back on it.
Do you get much kibitzing?
Definitely. Wife and children.
You mean you're not even respected as a tree lighting expert in your own home?
You're never an expert in your own home.
Well, we thank you very much, Mr. Al Hart of General Electric. Your advice on how to light a Christmas tree, hopefully, will make a number of Monitor listeners' Christmases that much merrier. Peter Hackus in Washington for Monitor.
For her fur, maybe.
If she doesn't have a fur, she must want one. About the only thing that works, in your favor, is to convince her that she'd look plump in a fur coat. Free advice from an old fur hand.
Ah, on the monitor beacon.
Six shopping days for you-know-what. And we remind you before Bert Kempfert plays Jingo Django on monitor that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of Better Idea Cars, from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
That's a pretty car.
What, the blue one? Yeah, honey, I know it's pretty, but it looks a little expensive.
Oh, pardon me, sir, and madam, I couldn't help overhearing.
That's a pretty car.
Yes, but you just made a terrible mistake, sir.
Really?
You said that's an expensive car. Uh-huh. Actually, it's Mercury's newest, lowest-priced luxury car.
You're kidding.
No, it's built with a fine car touch by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Oh. That's a pretty car.
Well, what kind is it?
It's a new Mercury M-O-N-T-E-G-O.
Montego.
No, that's another mistake, sir. Actually, it's Montego.
Oh, that's why you spelled it, huh?
Yes, that's why I spelled it. I didn't want to make any mistakes.
Mercury Montego.
Well, whatever you want to say.
Built by the makers of the Lincoln Continental.
That's a pretty car.
Yes, yes. It combines cougar excitement with full six-passenger comfort.
I'll take one.
Okay, sir. May I have your name, please?
Gregory.
Gregory.
S-M-I-T-H.
Smith.
No, actually, it's Smythe. A lot of people make that mistake, though.
That's a pretty car.
Mercury Montego's got it. The fine car touch. Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
And now, Monitor sports editor Len Dillon with a report on the Winter Olympics.
René Bardi, as general representative for the French government tourist office for North America, can you tell us what problems remain to be solved for the 10th Winter Olympic Games scheduled in February in Grenoble?
There's one big problem, that's snow. Because for the time being, there is only 7-8 inches of snow at Champs, but everybody's expecting snow very soon.
What will the French government do if you do not have snow?
We have another solution. If there is no snow at Champs, the place designed for the Alpine events, we will have the Alpine competition at L'Alpe d'Huez, which is an higher resort, about 2 hours from Grenoble, and the altitude is about 6,000 feet, and they will certainly have snow like every winter.
Is it too late, René, for anyone who would like to go to France or to Grenoble to obtain lodging and tickets for the competition?
No, there are still accommodations available in Grenoble in small hotels and in private homes, but I know that some good travel agents in this country have still accommodations for the game.
Incidentally, when we were there in June making a survey for NBC Radio, they were building an airport in Grenoble. Has that been completed?
Yes, it has been completed now. And as you know also, Air France is a new direct link between New York and Lyon. This service is already scheduled from the beginning of December. So everybody can fly from New York directly to Lyon from Lyon, have a train or a car or a bus and go to Grenoble. And Grenoble is very close to Lyon.
Can you take Air Inter, the interior French airlines, from Lyon to Grenoble?
Not Air Inter, but another company named Air Alps, and they have small planes. But I think the best way is to take is to board a train or a bus, and that would be very convenient. Air Inter will operate between Paris and Grenoble directly, but probably the most convenient way is to go to directly to Lyon, I think, from New York.
René, I understand you're going to Grenoble within the next couple of weeks. What exactly will be the purpose of your trip?
Yes, I intend to see by myself exactly all the new installations, because Grenoble has changed quite a lot in the past weeks and in the past months. And at the same time, I want to see all the people in charge of the organizing committee.
René Bardi, General Representative for the French Government Tourist Office for North America, thank you ever so much, and enjoy your trip to Grenoble, and we'd like to talk to you when you come back.
Thank you.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil. Almost a carbon copy of the one you buy. Under $10. How come a low-price Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Follow sports best over the weekend by staying tuned to Monitor. Music for you here, something new by Mel Torme, Lima Lady.
Linger longer, Lady of Lima. Please don't wake me if I'm a dreamer. You have me through as gay as Paris. How those somber rhythms excite me. Open up your arms and invite me. Take a chance and dance a dance with me. I beg you, Luma Lady, let the man love me. Won't you linger longer and love me? On. Your dark eyes say so much without speaking. I have found the love that I'm seeking in the South American Shangri-La.
And information center.
Running out of interesting things to do? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Pop into Citgo, the little different gas station. Get to know your car a little better. Get some Citgo driving tips. Do a little window shopping, plan a trip, or just relax a few minutes in a gas station that's just a bit nicer. Sitka. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Next on the hour, this is Merry Old Morgan.
Operator?
Operator, can you tell me how to get the overseas operator?
For what country, sir?
Well, I don't know what country. I want to call the Titel Europa people and order that fabulous six-bottle wine cellar.
Oh, but,
you see, Titel Europa is now offering a whole wine cellar of Europe's most delicious wines. Beaujolais, Liebfrauenmilch, Anjou Rosé, Chateauneuf du Pape, Suave, and Diamante Spanish white wine.
Sir, you do not have to call overseas. The Titel Europa six-bottle wine cellar is available at all fine wine and liquor stores.
Say, how do you know?
Everybody's talking about this unique wine cellar. Jesse Titel, one of the world's great wine authorities, went to Europe and personally selected these fine wines. In a unique holiday gift carton, the Titel Europa six-bottle wine cellar is an unforgettable gift. Available at fine wine and liquor stores for under $15. You may even want to buy one for yourself. Modern Wine Importers, New York.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. It's 5 o'clock.